This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. If you live in Florida or Alabama, you're probably ready for hurricane season to be over. I got some bad news. You could get smashed with another one, although it's looking, because I can't predict that, neither can the hurricane center, frankly. You can only look and see what you're seeing now, but you don't know 100% what's going to happen. So when we look at this point, it looks like, yeah, there could be some pretty high winds, and we may see not an Irma-like kind of swirling ball heading toward Key West and parts unknown of Florida, but certainly there could be something in that direction. The computer models are interesting about the tropical depression expected to become a tropical storm, for one, Tropical Storm Nate. And what does that mean? The winds could get up to 85 miles an hour in 3 days, making it the Cat 1. It comes to the Gulf Coast probably on Saturday, and the intensity is what we don't know. They're just pretty much they're telling people the National Hurricane Center has to cover its butt, and they can't tell you. They don't know for sure. So they tell people, listen, if you live in the Gulf Coast from Louisiana to Florida, start monitoring this thing. Start watching what's happening. How will it impact? Where will it hit? What happens by this high pressure ridge over the southwest Atlantic and then the low pressure? Because that's what you're looking at. Would it move quickly, more quickly into the Gulf of Mexico? The U.S. and European models differed on the path as much as 90 miles. That's a big deal. So that's, you know, a wide swath of possible error. So far this year, track forecasts 4 to 5 days in advance have been averaging errors of about 170 to 230 miles, which that's crazy. And makes a very big difference as to where it would hit, where it could possibly hit. So you had squally kind of weather blanketing South Florida on Wednesday, but not related to the storm. Some people thought that. Strong wind shears expected to keep the system a little disorganized. This is the 16th cyclone in a very brutal season, a record-breaking season. The last 2 months, 5 named storms. Since August 30th, we've been there, and 3 of them were deadly. Harvey, Irma, and Maria, forming less than in 30 days. Oh, my, oh, my. Unbelievable. In the meantime, when we jump to what else is creating buzz across the land, it still continues to be Las Vegas. Now there's some new piece of this. The girlfriend of the mad gunman was interviewed by the FBI, and that's where we start here on America Tonight. Mary Lou Danley, the woman who says she loved the Las Vegas shooter, had no clue what was happening. She was a casino hostess from the Philippines, and now the FBI is trying to figure out what led her boyfriend to carry out the worst mass shooting in recent U.S. history. She was out of the country when those concert goers were killed on the Las Vegas Strip, 58, and hundreds more, of course, injured. She said she knew nothing about the plan. She said she knew him as a kind, caring, quiet guy. And she thought she's going to have a big future with him. He never said anything. There was nothing she could tell of in what he was doing that was different or unusual or any of that. At all. In fact, her brother talked to ABC News following his sister's conversation with the FBI, and she said, he said that she was calm and didn't panic, was shocked, and that you know, he told her just to relax, and it was, what can he do? That your conscience should be clean because you didn't know anything. Police have not described her as a suspect, but she's a person of interest. And what they want is some clues as to what happened. Why could this happen? Because he was wealthy. He was a retired accountant. He liked to gamble for high stakes. He had a home at a golf course community near Las Vegas. Wow. I mean, you know, what theory do you come up with? He sent her money. He's told her to go home and look for a house and with her family. And this is all just trying to speculate about the possibilities of why, what would cause that. And there really isn't an answer at this point. There's just not an answer. And that's what we want. We desperately want the answer, right? So what is the answer? I mean, listen, here's the thing that's sick. The massacre was definitely planned. He carefully planned this before he opened fire. Of that suite at the Mandalay Bay. I mean, there's no doubt about that. This was way planned. He had a ridiculous amount of weaponry. He knew what he was doing. 10 suitcases. To smuggle in the weapons. And what's strange is, people are saying, okay, so you have these scores of bullet casings littering the floor of the hotel room. You've got these tripods, these automatic weapons. He had this bump stock device to make the weapons automatic, fully automatic. And then this becomes the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. Well, with the 10 suitcases, didn't anyone notice anything? I mean, people, how are they going to notice that? Somebody checks in, oh, look, this guy has 10 suitcases. He must have massive weaponry in it. I don't know that anyone stops that, especially Vegas, where you're supposed to be able to be anonymous and come in and check in, and, you know, that's the deal. Very sad. Very, very, very sad. And we may never get the answer. We may never know the why. Now it's the what. What are we doing to support the people who are down? And the people in Vegas are feeling the love. Vegas Strong is really making the rounds. There's a lot of people that they lined up for hours to give blood. I talked about that before. They're ready to do it again. There are people that are, the president was there today, and he visited the victims, and he talked about how heinous the act was, and how America bounces back and is strong and supportive, and, you know, what you would think would happen. And it's a very sad, sad thing. There's no doubt about that. There's no great words that you can use to crunch together that make sense, because it doesn't make sense. You have a girlfriend saying he's a kind, quiet, and caring man who slaughtered all those people. That doesn't sound like the kind, caring, quiet man. This may be a walk away and we have no clue. We just are taking guesses at it. We're trying to figure this out, but we don't think we can nail it. All right, coming up next, what emanated out of Washington, then Forbes Books at Bedtime. Hang with us. Kate D. here on America Tonight.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors
for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And the answer is, well, everything, right? Because it's the tsunami that all of us deal with in the end. The politicians, whatever they decide on the Hill, we have three branches of government, to be sure. Executive, judicial, and legislative. We all know that, right? But we feel handcuffed at times by some of the decisions that are certainly that are being made. Let's tell you the latest of some of my conversations I had earlier in the day. North Korea on the minds of a lot of people. Why? Because there's a big sort of holiday coming up for North Korea. And the question is, will Columbus Day, which is a big day for the People's Party, basically in North Korea, which was established, will this be a day that Kim Jong-un decides he's going to unload? And when you think unload, and a former CIA official says, well, you know, this something could hit the United States, I don't think so. I really don't. I'm not being naive, but in my other conversations with people, let's say in the sleuthing game, this is what he wants to do. The communist leader, he wants to get everybody all huffy and talking about him, but he doesn't necessarily want to get blown apart by the weaponry that he would face if he dared to take a real shot at the United States of America. So North Korea, heavily, heavily being discussed And it makes sense. And also for other reasons as well. I can give you about five of them. It would take up this show and then another three shows. But needless to say, eyeballs are on North Korea. Not that they've left North Korea, but just maybe a little bit more because of the possibility of what could happen celebrating something. In the meantime, it's the comment of Rex Tillerson that caught wind and was exploded out of, in a sense, through the media out of D.C., that Rex Tillerson called the president a moron. And Tillerson didn't address it, take it back, or, you know, any of that. But it definitely had people talking about Tillerson's relationship with Donald Trump, the president, and whether or not he'd be the next one that would get the axe. Would he not be the Secretary of State? Would he have to resign as the Secretary of State or not? And, of course, you know, what happens is he called his boss moron after a July 20th meeting at the Pentagon. Tillerson, like Trump, is used to saying whatever he wants to say in his powerful circles that he came from. So the report claims that after that, Vice President Mike Pence talked to Tillerson and urged him to stay in the job for at least another year. Pence, Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly, now the President's Chief of Staff, and Defense Secretary James Mattis also advised Tillerson on how to improve his relationship with Trump. So on Wednesday, Tillerson was at a State Department photo op possibility with the foreign minister and didn't respond to reporters' questions about the report. The State Department, the White House, also didn't respond to requests for comments on the report at all. So Tillerson, who's the former chair and chief executive of the ExxonMobil Corporation, apparently made the remark in front of members of Trump's national security team and cabinet officials. He was ready to resign, but that did not happen. I don't know. I think he sticks around for a while. If the tensions are bad between them, though, because of the current standoff with North Korea and what's the, you know, the diplomatic solution, Trump tweets that Tillerson is wasting his time and energy trying to negotiate with North Korea. He calls him Little Rocket Man. So there is a clash over key foreign policy issues, including Iran, Qatar, and Venezuela. And that could be the demise of Tillerson more than anything else, most likely. The moron comment, you can put it aside, but I think the heavy disagreements they're already having could be the reason for that, ultimately. But I don't think it happens in the next couple of weeks. Maybe after that, by the end of the year. And a new poll comes out, Puerto Rico. And the new poll for the president shows there's disapproval for his handling of the Puerto Rico response. Americans are more likely to disapprove than approve of President Trump's handling of it. According to a poll by the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, just 32% approve of how Trump is handling the disaster relief in the U.S. territory, while 49% disapprove. Part of what they're saying is it took him how long to get down there? Then what did he do? He got better marks for how he handled Harvey and Irma. 48% of Americans approve and just 27 disapprove of his handling of the recoveries in those states, so Texas and Florida. So there's a big difference between what happened in Puerto Rico or how it's perceived or whatever in this AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll. It found something, you know, different than it did with those others, with the other handlings. That makes sense. The island was there, and there wasn't a visit until Tuesday, and there was a lot of tug-of-war over it as well. which led to taking sides, which is what we do now. It's like sports all day long. What side are you on? Whose side are you on in this one? What do you think of what they just said? It really, you have to keep a, it's mind-blowing. You have to keep a scorecard. Because sometimes everybody switches teams, like musical chairs. It was good, and then it wasn't good, and then it was good, and then it wasn't good, and then it was good, and then it wasn't good. It's just crazy. You know, absolutely crazy. As we move through, I think what is other interesting tidbits, you know, it includes the fact that now they're going to debate more about Russia, because that was part of what was discussed on the Hill today. And the curiosity as to why has this investigation gone on for 9 months, and it probably would be lucky if it was done by the end of the year, if they wrapped it up. And are they going to find collusion or not in the end? But it was expected to be maybe 4 months tops, and now it's really gone into extra drive. And guess who's paying for that? Of course, we're paying for it. So what do they find? They're looking for a Trump dossier in the Russian investigation. A report compiled by a former MI-16 officer, Christopher Steele, who identified Russian businessmen and others that U.S. intelligence analysts have concluded are Russian intelligence officers are working on behalf of the Russian government. Robert Mueller declined to comment on it. And the FBI declined to comment on it as well. But there's a lot of inquiries into allegations by the U.S. intelligence agencies, that Russia interfered with our election, period. And Russia, of course, repeatedly denies that they had anything to do with any outcomes. And the Senate Intelligence Committee, they're looking for any evidence that former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort or others who had financial dealings with Russia might have helped the Kremlin intelligence agencies target email hacking and social media posts and undermined the Democrats. So Richard Burr, who is the Senate panel's chairman, told reporters that the issue of whether Trump's campaign colluded with Russia, remains an open question. We've not come to any determination or any of that on collusion. Wow. Stay tuned. In other words, it's a cliffhanger. Forbes Books at Bedtime, round the bend.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So we have Kevin Armstrong, who is a author, speaker, business advisor, and disruptor.
I love that.
That's my favorite title of all. This is funny. It's great. And it's interesting because he's got a book out called The Miracle Manager, Why True Leaders Rarely Make Great Managers. Nice. What do you think of that? I think that's kind of true.
Kevin, thanks for joining us. And I think you're a radical or a disruptor by saying true leaders rarely make great managers. What's the backstory on this?
Well, the backstory, I guess, I work with a lot of groups of entrepreneurial owners. I work exclusively with business owners. And in 2005, I came into a meeting, and it had just been announced that Wayne Gretzky had been made the coach of the Phoenix Coyotes. And I just had a feeling, and I said, you know, it's not going to work. And
are you a hockey fan, by the way?
To some extent, I'm a hockey fan, yeah. I mean, I'm a sports fan. Okay. I find it intriguing.
Kate, are you interested in sports at all?
Yeah, I do a show on NBC Sports Radio on the network, so we have that in common. So this is good, right at the top here.
So Wayne Gretzky goes from being a leader on the ice to a leader, or I guess a manager in the business office. You think it's not going to work. Why not?
Because, you know, in business, which is a performance activity, you know, we all keep witnessing where we take people who are really good at what they do. And, you know, they're leaders in what they do. And then we decide to make them managers. And when you sit back and, you know, you ask yourself, what's the definition of a leader and a manager? The definition of a leader is really confusing because the best authors who write about it, the best schools, business schools, including Harvard, that teach it, and everybody else that talks about it in terms of teaching this concept of leadership, and people that quote it all the time, they're confused. And it confuses us in terms of what a leader is. To me, a leader is somebody who stands up, looks to the future, and does the right thing. Right. They're really good at what they do. You know, one of the things that kills me is we confuse young people with this concept of what leadership is. Mm-hmm. I talked to high school kids. I just talked to a group last week, and they get it really, you know, they don't have any problem with that, right? They get it right away.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Kevin. So first of all, I want to ask to make sure I understand what you're saying. What you're really saying is if we look at the definition of the word leader and the definition of manager,
right,
they should be two different things as part of what you're saying, right?
Right. And so a leader stands up, looks to the future, and does the right thing, and a manager gets things done efficiently and effectively through others.
Well, and so where I was going with that is, you know, it's easy to focus on the manager part of this. In fact, you have this great quote, everybody has had a bad manager. Many of us have never had a great manager. We're going to get to that quote because I think that's really important. But I think it's also important to think about the terrible thing we do to leaders by forcing them into the management role. I would imagine that what we're basically doing is breaking their legs of leadership.
That's pretty much it, right? It's like sending a duck to eagle school.
So that's the question. So what truly is the definition of a leader? And you said it, they look to the future. But beyond that, isn't it about assembling the right people, the right team?
No.
No, not at all.
No.
I mean, you know, when you look to go through a Google search on the top leaders of all time, right, and you'll get people like Martin Luther King and my favorite's Rosa Parks, right, because here's a domestic worker that's humble. She wasn't trying to influence anybody. She just got on a bus, and she sat in the last row of the white people's section at the front of the bus. I'm ashamed to say this was in my lifetime. And what happened was, apparently there was seats in front of her that were empty, but, you know, a white couple walked up to her and said, you know, you're in our seat. To which she responded, I'm not getting up. And there's lots of seats here for you, right? And the bus driver stopped the bus and said, Rosa, you're going to get arrested if you don't get out of that seat. And she said, no. You know, and so, you know, I ask people all the time, is that leadership? And my favorite question now for people is, you know, when you look at Martin Luther King or Gandhi, right, or Rosa Parks, or these types of, or Mandela, right, were they leaders before they went into jail or were they leaders when they came out?
That's a great question. What kind of answers do you get?
Well, I was golfing with a Marine on Saturday, right, and he said, well, I think the prison sentence tempered them. So they were leaders when they came out, but that was the first time I ever heard that answer, right? I mean, the fact of the matter is it was Rosa Parks' behavior of saying enough is enough, and I don't even care if I'm breaking a law. And actually, this Marine said on Saturday, well, that was a bad law. And I said, it wasn't a bad law then. Right. In retrospect, it's an embarrassing law, right? But the fact is that leaders look to the future and they go, I'm going to do the right thing here. And, you know, when you ask people, do you think that the black people at the back of the bus were going, all right, Rosa, you know, give it to the man, right?
They were terrified.
They were terrified. They were saying, Rosa, get your butt back here, right? Like, that's what they were saying. And so, you know, Rosa didn't know that she was going to lose her job the next day. She didn't know that her husband wasn't going to talk to her for 6 months. And this is what great leaders do. But that big question is, were they a leader before they went into jail, or were they a leader when they came out? And if they never came out of jail, how many people did they influence? Like, we hear all this stuff about leadership in terms of influencing people, right? And that's not, a good coach influences people. A good coach or a good manager, you know, they motivate people. But leaders, they don't care who's beside them or behind them. It just turns out we start following them because we go, hey, we trust this person. Simon Sinek says it, right? We trust this person because, you know, they're consistent.
So you actually write and speak about something called a mana coach. And we're talking with Kevin Armstrong. He's an author, speaker, business advisor, and disruptor. And you can hear the disruption in everything he's saying. His book is The Miracle Manager, Why True Leaders Rarely Make Great Managers, which is pretty darn disruptive. So what is this thing that you write and speak about called a mana coach?
A mana coach is a great manager, right? And it's not manager and leader that's synonymous or meaning the same thing, right? It's manager and coach or director. When you ask people, you know, give me the characteristics of, think of somebody who is a great coach for you on a team or a great manager at work or a great director if you're in a play or in a symphony orchestra, right? You know, tell me what their characteristics are because those are synonymous. And, you know, you get things like, well, they got people. They really get people, right? They're empathetic. They're perceptive. They have a deep sense of energy towards others. They get themselves, right? You have to have self-awareness to understand how you're affecting others. You have to have the courage to converse, you know, to talk about the tough issues with people because there's this line between you and the people you coach, and they have to know that if they're not performing, they won't be there, or if they're not, you know, acting appropriately, they won't be there.
You a man a coach?
I am not, because one of the characteristics of a great manager, a coach, is to be organized. And you look at all the great coaches of the time, they're always going over their notes, they're always going over their stuff, and they have their thoughts organized, right? And another reason is because my ego, you know, a good coach, a good manager, when you think of that person, always put you first. They always put their teammates in front of them. Their ego is off to the side. I have a huge ego, and I put me first, right? So those are not good characteristics for a person who wants to manage others. In fact, I know I'm a very flawed individual, right? And anytime somebody says they've seen a good therapist, I go see that therapist and say, hey, do your thing, right? Figure me out.
Fix me.
And a few years ago, I had this coach, a business coach, and I was managing, you know, six or seven people in an organization where we had about 100 business owners that we were looking after. And he said, you really don't like managing people. And I said, you know what? I think you're right. I don't. He goes, you like being at the front of the room. You like being in charge, right? And you know, after that discussion, that was another thing that just firmed up the fact that I'm not a good manager. I'm not a mana coach.
Yeah. Kevin, I wanted to make sure we get the website in because we're running short on time. TheMiracleManager.com. And having said that you're not good at this, do you think, and you seeking out help, because you say someone says they have a good therapist, you go to them. Do you think everybody needs a mentor, a coach, a whatever?
Oh, I think the answer is, you know, certainly. I mean, you know, if you look at anybody or anybody that's achieved anything, they always had a mentor. Right, they always had somebody guiding them,
or a man a coach,
right? Somebody could, if you take a golf lesson and that golf teacher is demonstrating half the lesson, and then when you grab the club, he's got you thinking about 9 or 10 different things, and your knees are shaking. You've got the wrong person, right?
Right.
The good coach just sits back and looks at you and says, "Here, try this one thing. Loosen your hands, because everything has to be loose if your hands are loose, you know." And then things get better. Then you've got the right person.
Yeah. Hey, we're wrapping up, so we've got to find this book. Where can we get a copy of your book?
It's on Amazon. That's probably the best place to look for it. But it's in Borders, and maybe you do a search on it, Kevin G. Armstrong. And then the Forbes blogs. I'm a Forbes author, so if you go to Forbes, Kevin G. Armstrong, you'll see a couple blogs written on it, and you can find it there.
And don't be shy about sending an anonymous copy to your manager.
Exactly. Or really, if you want to become that's a great point. But you know, if you really are passionate about coaching people or managing people, I think it's a good read.
Kevin Armstrong, thanks so much for joining us on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
TheMiracleManager.com.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Katie.
individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Is a guy named John Register. If you haven't heard him, you need to hear him speak. In fact, go to johnregister.com and you can, you know, learn all the details about this tremendous person. He was an All-American track star. Then he was an amputee, and then he overcame that and became a Paralympic medalist. And just an amazing, energetic, engaging, I mean, there's so many adjectives I could use to sum up this guy, but so positive, and you can feel his warmth and positivity when you see him. John, it's good to catch up with you again.
You too, Kate. Great to be on your show again.
So let's talk about, you know, we kind of have, I think a lot of people, since we'll talk about speaking first, a lot of people have this mentality of victimization. Something happens to them, unforeseen. Your life is going on and it's great and you've got that plan and you had a plan and you were on the right track, so to speak. And then what happens when you get hit with this wicked curveball? I guess you have two choices, right? To either bathe in being a victim or come out of it and emerge maybe even greater. And do you feel like that's what happened to you?
Yeah, we do have a couple of choices because we all will go through some type of adversity in our lives. And how we handle it is either going to push us towards, victory and success and our medal podium performances, or we're going to go down to a downward spiral. And I experienced both of those when I had my injury as the eighth fastest 400-meter hurdler in the country and, some 25th in the world at that time. In the speaker community, as we say, anytime you have something tragic happen to you, you have a story.
So you did have a story, so you found that story in all right. Seriousness. That's crazy. I want to tell people here, because they know how I feel about veterans and people who serve, and we have had so many soldiers on our show and so many others involved in the military, and you were part of Operation Desert Storm, right? And that kind of disrupted your training program.
That's correct. I joined the military for very personal and selfish reasons. I wanted to continue to run track and field. I was a four-time All-American at Arkansas, and the Army had a program. It's called the Army's World Class Athlete Program. There are actually 10 soldiers on the Rio team this year, as well as 2 Paralympic athletes on the Rio team that are still on active duty serving in this program. On my way to do my training, I got called up for Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and I was terrified, went to the war, came back without a scratch, and then began my preparation training for the 1992 Olympic Games.
Yeah, and that's when you had your accident. Tell everyone what happened.
Well, I was training for the games after 92. I was the 17th in the 400-meter hurdles. I had a real good shot at making the team in 1996. I went across the hurdle in a training session and landed awkwardly, dislocating my left knee, severing the artery behind the kneecap, and then 5 days later, making a tough decision to actually amputate the leg because of poor circulation and the arterial blood flow, which, of course, moves blood away from the heart to the lower portions of our body. I had to make that tough call, and it wasn't easy. I mean, the pain actually spoke for me, but after the amputation, I looked down at my 29-year-old life, and all of a sudden, I was changed. I was different, and I had to begin the process of creating a new normal.
Yeah, and it didn't take long, actually, for you, John. I'm not surprised because you're such a driven person. But what was it, 18 months later, you're competing in the Paralympic Games in Atlanta?
Right, and 18 months prior, I didn't even know about the Paralympic Games. I didn't know there was this parallel games for athletes with physical disabilities and visual impairments. It was my wife who actually not really told me about the games, but actually put me in the mindset to get back to a healthy and active lifestyle. And as I was struggling, as many of us do with our challenges, she said, we're going to get through this together. It's just our new normal. Those were the words that pushed me to say, I can't wallow in what has happened, what's transpired, because that leg is past. And I didn't overcome the amputation because if I'd have overcome the amputation, I'd have my leg back, right? Mm-hmm. I overcame those things that were the stigma I had against myself, the stigma of other people saying what I could or could not do if they were in my situation. And why those stigmas were there in the first place. Those are things I had to overcome. And I also had a great avenue of sport and swimming to help me get back to a healthy and active lifestyle. And I just happened to fluke up, mess up, and actually make the Paralympic swim team.
Yeah, and it's great, too. So you make that team, and then there you are at the Paralympics in Sydney, Australia. What was that like for you? That had to be awesome.
The Paralympic Games in Sydney was probably the best experience of my sporting life, not just because of the competition and that we trained for. In my case, this was 20 years of culmination, an injury, an amputation, and then getting back and on the track. And now here I am, 6.5 years post-injury, and I'm competing in a long jump for a medal. And I wound up winning silver by, the gold medal was 4.5 inches. Farther than I jumped. And to have that experience with all my family there, with an amazing crowd of Australians that were supporting every athlete, this whole movement of just celebrating who we are as humans was indescribable, that feeling. And it wasn't just for the athletes. It was also for those that were witnessing this. I call it the what to wow. Because when we watch Paralympic sports, some people think they confuse it with Special Olympics. And it's not. It's a difference. It's a total difference in governance structure. It's not participatory. Special Olympics is. This is gold, silver, and bronze. People are going to bite and scratch and scrape and train as hard as they can to be the best in the world. And when you see that moving forward, this what to wow is, what is this all about? What are we watching here? And then you see a person with no legs run underneath 11 seconds for a 100-meter dash. You say, wow, that was amazing. Or you see somebody swimming about a second slower than Michael Phelps, and they're missing a leg. These are amazing, incredible athletes, and they don't think of themselves as something special or superhuman. They're just doing what everyone else in society wants to do, and that's be treated with dignity and respect. The last growth is that we go from a what to wow, and then oh. And that's where I want to get to with Paralympic sport is, of course they should be doing this. It shouldn't be any different than us celebrating, you know, when LeBron won, you know, for the Cavs this year in basketball, or Steph Curry shooting lights out in threes. If you practice at excellence, you will have excellence. And that's in any walk of life. I don't care if you're CEO or if you're opening up doors as the frontline leader. If you practice it, you will become that which you want to be.
Wow, great words. Practice it, you'll become that which you want to be. And you said the Paralympics, because I've been watching them for a long time, are incredibly competitive. It's, like you said, not to be confused with Special Olympics for some reason. Initially, I think people just didn't realize what Paralympics was, but now I think there's no question about it. It has become bigger and bigger and bigger, and if you watch the Olympics, they're emphasizing it. They're talking about it, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, you can watch, on an American audience, if you're watching and you're paying attention to the commercials that are on right now, they're teasing up the 66 hours that NBC is going to be showing the games that start on September 7th in Rio de Janeiro. So you're going to, companies are starting to align with social causes around Paralympic athletes because they realize that these athletes are training at the same rate and sometimes even harder and have greater physical ability than their Olympic counterparts. So, for example, BMW is unveiling their wheelchair racing chair for our athletes who are going to be competing on the track. It's an amazing. They have jumped the game in wheelchair racing design by 10 years, at least 10 years. It's amazing. They built out the bobsled, the two-man bobsled for our men's and women's bobsled team. So we're using technology to advance it forward.
Wow. Love it. All right, we'll be looking for that for sure, John, and we appreciate you spending some time with us. I'm going to tell everyone again, go to johnregister.com. Great speaker for people listening that have businesses. Everybody's clamoring to get him in their house. John, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you a bit later.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.